beginning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. هنتكلم النهاردة على ال duality and spiritual self. Let me just start with a real story happened during the Civil War in America. بيقولوا ان في man was living on the border between the north and the south. So he wanted to be neutral to both the north and the south. فديسايدد ان هو يلبس الشيرت بتاع النورث ويلبس البانتس بتاعت الساوث، ويفتكر هو بالطريقه دي كده هيبقى نيوترال ما بين النورث اند ساوث، وهيبقى pleasing to both sides. But what happened actually in both the north and the south shot him to death and he died. ودي بتبين لنا ان الانسان لما بيحاول ان هو to try to have two standards or live a dual life like this person, actually this will destroy his life. This was what happened مع Lot's wife. When God sent the angels in order to deliver Lot and his family from Sodom and Gomorrah, actually Lot's wife with one hand was holding the angel leaving the city, but her eyes and her heart was looking to the city. That's why what happened to her, she was turned into a pillar of salt. وقصة بتاعتها هو في Genesis 29. لكن ربنا يسوع المسيح in one of his speeches in Luke chapter 17 and verse 23 قال لنا remember Lot's wife. قال لنا اذكروا امرأة لوط. تفتكروا لما ربنا قال لنا remember Lot's wife, God asking us to learn from her example. So which lesson we need to learn from Lot's wife? The example اللي نحنا we should not live dual life. We should not live with double standards. That example, لأن Lot's wife was leaving Sodom but her heart in Sodom. That is what اللي هو a dual life. We need to ask ourselves. في مرة David the prophet asked a question to the young man. قال له لمن أنت؟ To whom do you belong? To whom do you belong? أنت لمين؟ أنت تبع مين؟ Do you belong to God or do you belong to the world? Do you belong to God or do you belong to Baal? فين لما إلي قال لهم لماذا تعركون بين الفرقتين؟ كان الرب هو الله فاعبدوه، وإن كان البعل هو الله فاعبدوه. To whom do you belong? That's what مهم we should ask it to ourselves. We'll start first by defining the word. What's duality? Duality في العربي is ازدواجية. What does it mean, duality? Duality معناها in you are living two contradicting lives or two contradicting images. مرة ولد جاني قال لي سيدنا I don't know who am I. فقلت له what do you mean؟ يعني كانت قاعدة اعتراف كده. فقال لي انا I am making this personality on the internet. When I chat with others and talk with them, I am talking actually like يعني a typical youth from the world. I'm using very very bad language. I am involved with very bad talks. I am doing everything, you know, that I teach in Sunday school you should not do. وبعد كده that's another person. وليه يقول لي اخرج بقى مع with my family and in service. I am a deacon. I'm Sunday school servant and a totally different person. فبقول me myself I am confused who am I which person who am I ما أنا حاسس أن I'm two persons in one am I the real person who is chatting on the internet or my real person is the person who worship God so شوف وصل الـ confusion إلى أن الإنسان نفسه he doesn't know who he is who is the real person and who is the fake person especially زي ما بيقول لي أن he loves the church and he loves God and he wants to live a godly life ولكن في نفس الوقت also he enjoys this bad entertainment or bad fun so he became so confused who he is الدوالتي دي كانت ممكن تبقى in many things الدوالتي can be in opinions as we read in James chapter 1 and verse 8 يقول لنا ايه he is a double minded man he is a double minded man unstable in all his ways he is a double minded man unstable in all his ways يعني ايه double minded man ان الواحد متبقاش عارف which opinion to follow فواحد يجي اثر عليه if somebody influence me I will follow this opinion somebody tells me no this is better I will follow this opinion طبعا this is different than the flexibility في فرق بين الواحد يبقى flexible و not opinionated وفي واحد يبقى double minded man with two opinions دولت احيانا بيبقى عندهم مشكلة ان هما they don't know how to make decisions and they don't know how to take a stand a strong stand there are several situations in life you need to take a strong stand otherwise you will be double minded يعني مثلا do you have a clear opinion about same sex marriage or not احيانا تلاقي الواحد مثلا in university or in work with people because of the peer pressure يقول لك yes although I don't agree on homosexuality but that is the right and why we deny them the right that's the right وفي ناس الواحد يقول لك but I am convinced and this is يعني not acceptable by the teaching of the Bible فتلاقي في نفس الوقت كده هو he's confused he has two opinions وفي نفس الوقت he is not taking a strong stand and clear stand what's right and what's wrong St. James بيقول لك he who is double minded man unstable in all his ways unstable in all his ways ممكن يبقى الدواليتي دي في التانك في التانك زي ما بولس الرسول قال لتيموثي when he was speaking about the requirement of the deacons فلما اتكلم عن the requirement of the deacons and likewise deacons must be reverent not double tongued not given too much wine not greedy for money يعني ايه double tongued يعني يجي قصاد الواحد يقول له يا سلام انت انسان بركة I care about you I love you you are wonderful your service is great وبعد كده from behind his back he start back to backbite him gossip about him slander him etc فده double tongued one of the requirements that St. Paul said to the deacon should not be double tongue طبعا دي not only for the deacons but everybody else ما نقدرش يكون عندنا لسانين لسان قصاد الناس ولسان من وراهم we cannot do this double tongue ممكن برضو يكون لها معنى تاني as St. James said هل في the same spring the same well of water can produce salty water and sweet water no فقال لك the same mouth by which we praise God, I cannot curse my brother. That double tongue. That was Kinita Butsali, and say, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you, O Lord. And then after the church, you curse somebody or you judge somebody. Here is the tongue, is double tongue. You praise God, and with the same mouth, you slander your brother. Dabardo, double tongue person. Bardo, another area in which we can be, you have duality, اللي هي belonging. Belonging here as بها الانتماء, to whom you belong. As we read in Luke chapter 16 and verse 15. ربنا بيقول ايه؟ No servant can serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So, who is your master? Are you a servant of God, or you are a servant of the world? You cannot serve two masters in the same time. Either to hate the one and to love the other. So if you hate the world, you will love God. If you love the world, you hate God. وده اللي قاله in the Bible when it's written, love of the world is enmity to God. محبة العالم عداوة لله. If anyone loves the world, he hates God. He's enemy to God. ما ينفعش ان انت Saturday night you are in a nightclub and Sunday morning are serving as a deacon in the church. You cannot do that. You cannot Sunday you are teaching in Sunday school. ويجي in the evening يكون في مثلا wedding banquet or حاجة زي كده, and you are dancing and drinking. You cannot. You have to decide, to whom do you belong? Do you belong to God or do you belong to the world? You cannot serve two masters. Either to serve God or to serve the world. A fourth area in which we can have duality is our mood. Our mood. What do I mean? Do you know the story of Herod the king? The Bible يقول عليه كلام عجيب قوي على his stand toward John the Baptist. In Mark chapter 6 verse 20 يقول لك ايه؟ For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. So he was enjoying the preaching of John the Baptist. He loved him. He protected him. He respected him. ولما كان بيتكلم, يعني لما John was preaching, the Bible بيقول لك ايه, and when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. So he tried to apply some of the teaching of John the Baptist. One standard. Here about Ayah 22, يقول لك, and when Herodias' daughter herself came in and danced and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, ask me whatever you want and I will give you I will give it to you. He also swore to her, whatever you ask me I will give you up to the half of my kingdom. So she went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Immediately she came in with haste to the king and asked it, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Duality here ظهرت in two areas. One area اللي هو how he wanted to listen to the preaching of John the Baptist, and gladly he heard him and he did many things to try to apply it. في السيرمونز ان هيز لايف، وفي نفس الوقت لما يكون عنده بيرث داي بارتي هي في دانسينج ودرينكينج كده. ده دبل ستاندرد. منين بتحب تسمع عظات يوحنا المعمدان، ومنين لما تيجي تحتفل بعيد ميلادك تسمح في عيد ميلادك يكون في رقص وشرب وسكر الى اخره. So this one المود بتاعه المزاج بتاعه يسمع ده ويسمع ده. زي واحد مثلا يكون عنده في البيت اغابي ولا سي تي في يتفرج عليهم، بعد كده يروح ينقل على مش عارف افلام شكلها ايه، وهذا ينفع وده ينفع. You cannot do this. You cannot. زي ما بقول لهم ان the word of God is like water, it's living water. Well, word of the world is like the dust. ما العالم ده تراب، فلما تحط الاثنين على بعض ايه اللي يحصل؟ يبقى مض، يبقى طين. فلما ديك تحط في قلبك المية الحي، الماء الحي، تحط عليه تراب، يبقى قلبك مليان بايه؟ بالطين. So you cannot join both of them. You cannot join both of them. هبقاش المزاج بتاعك شوية تسمع مثلا عظات روحية وبعد كده تسمع أغاني عالمية. You cannot. You cannot combine this and that. Again, to whom do you belong? مين إلهك ومين سيدك؟ عارفين لما مرة سيد المسيح asked him should we pay taxes or not؟ فراح قال لهم give me a دينار، فأدوا له دينار، فقال لهم لمن الكتابة والصورة؟ This script and this image belong to whom؟ قالوا له to Caesar. فقال لهم give what belongs to Caesar to Caesar and what belongs to God to God. يا ترى أنا وأنت مكتوب علينا مين؟ إيه الكتابة والصورة اللي علينا؟ What are the script and the image on me? If the image of God is on me and the script of God is on me and the seal of the Holy Spirit is on me, then I'm belonging to God. Give what belongs to God to God. If the world has its image and its script on my heart, then I'm belonging to the world. So to whom do you belong? Another area in which duality appears اللي هي الامج. one of the best metaphors the Lord Jesus Christ used لما قال ايه؟ قال they are ravenous wolves coming in sheep clothing. ذئاب ولكن جاي في ايه؟ ثياب الحملان. in Matthew 7 verse 15 يقول لك beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Many people use a flattering tongue. كلام كده ناعم soft speech ولكن their heart is full of cunning and deceit. ده بالضبط اللي هم الفورس بروفيت. في مزمور بنقراه بلحن طويل كده زي لحن ديكسترونوس في اسبوع الالام، نقوله مرتين اللي هو افتشينون، نقوله on the eve of Thursday ونقوله on Thursday morning. مزمور ده عارفين معناه بالعربي ايه؟ يقول كلامه ألين من الدهن وهو مصال. يعني ايه كلامه ألين من الدهن؟ يعني his words are more soft or softer than the oil but it's like sword. عارفين بيتكلم على مين؟ مزمور ده بيتكلم على مين؟ على يهوذا. كده احنا بنقوله مع خانة يهوذا ليلة الخميس بالليل والخميس الصبحي، لان يهوذا came like in sheep's clothing greeting his master kissing him. So ده الكلام قليل من الدهن soft speech، ولكن this was the sign of betrayal. son of betrayal. فممكن الايمج بتاعتنا نقف كده في كنيسة في انسحاق ووداع، الناس يقولوا علينا بقينا قديسين ملايكة، خد بالك، والصوت الواطي ولكن من جوه الواحد مليان مكر ودهاء ويتعب الآخرين جدا جدا. So again, this duality can be in the image. From outside, I'm like an angel, but from inside, ravenous wolf. برضو الدواليتي ممكن تظهر في حتة الهيبوكراسي، الرياء. طبعا شابتر ماثيو شابتر 23 كله بيتكلم على الرياء، لكن خلينا اخد آية منها اللي هي 28 لما ربنا قال لهم even so also outwardly appear righteous to men but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. الفرق بين الهيبوكراسي والايمج ان الايمج deceiving in order to hurt the other, in order to capture the other. فعشان كده زي الذئب، يعني هو بياخد صورة الحمل in order to capture the prey، الفريسة بتاعته. لكن in hypocrisy دي ان الواحد has two faces. He appears righteous ولكن from inside مليان باللولسنس. برضو in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5 يقول لك ايه، having a form of godliness but denying its power. ليهم صورة التقوى ولكنهم ينكرون قوتها. having a form of godliness but denying its power. another area in which برضو الduality appears in worship. لما نقرأ 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21 يقول لك and Elijah came to all the people and said how long will you falter between two opinions, if the Lord is God follow him but if Baal follow him. But the people answered him not a word. عارفين تتظهر فين؟ ان بعض الطوائف يجي يقول لك ايه، كله في المسيح، everything is accepted. لدرجة جم مجموعة عملوا ايه، قالوا احنا we are above all the denominations so we will not say you are Orthodox, you are Catholic, you are Protestant, you are Baptist, you are Jehovah's Witness, you are Mormon. No, everything will be acceptable. We are non-denominational. So any denomination is accepted in our church. Any denomination is accepted in our church. Well, actually, they didn't realize that they formed a new denomination, which is the denomination of the non-denomination. Because that is a new theology and everything is accepted. لو هم هل هم يعني أقدس من بولس الرسول؟ بولس الرسول took a very very strong stand against the Judaizers. Judaizers دولت اللي هم they were teaching the Christian from Jewish background. They were teaching unless you keep the Jewish law you cannot be saved. لما كان بولس الرسول يكبر مخه كده ويقول لك طب ايه، اللي عايز يختتن يختتن واللي عايز يعمل التطهيرات يعمل تطهيرات، because they were not denying الكوميونيون and they were not denying البابتيزم. No, the Judaizers they were not denying طبيعة التهود دولت. يقول لك you need to keep the law in order to be saved. كان ممكن بولس الرسول يقول خلاص ده ايمان وكده، يعني احنا هنعقد الدنيا ليه؟ اللي عايز يختتن يختتن. If you want to be circumcised, it's okay. If you want to offer a sacrifice, okay. As long as he is baptized and he is taking communion and what's wrong with that? لكن the Bulis لما تقروا many of his letters was taking a very very strong stand against them, and he called for the first council to assemble in Jerusalem, the council of Jerusalem. You read about it in Acts chapter 15, and they made a decision about it. All the apostles, they discussed the issue and they made a decree about it. إذا لما نيجي واحد يقول لك كله في المسيح, no, it's not like this. We have to define our faith, and we have to determine whom we are worshiping. Is it God or not? Because we need to worship God as God set for us, not as we perceive it right. هذه المشكلة. And many people won't worship God as they perceive it proper. But God actually asked us to worship Him in a certain way. So it's not up to us to decide, yes, I will worship God this way or I will worship God that way. We should worship Him the way He asked us to worship. فلو ربنا قال لنا you need to offer incense, ما يجيش ناس يقول لك no, offering incense is not right. I'm not gonna offer incense in my worship. God asked us to offer incense in both in Old Testament and in New Testament. Read the book of Revelation chapter 8. There was incense in heaven. If God wants us to offer incense. But لما نداب عن أبيه offered profane fire. God killed both of them immediately because they did not offer worship according to God's order. تروح كده in Leviticus chapter 10. يقول لك because they offered profane fire which the Lord did not instruct. والقدم نار غريبة لم يأمرهما بها الرب. يعني just to think in order to offer something the Lord did not instruct them to offer, God did not accept. فزي النهاردة I modify the worship and the service in order to please people. ناس كتير النهاردة طوائف كتير يشوف ايه اللي يريح الناس, ايه اللي عايز الناس, فاللي الناس عايزينه نعمله له. No, we should worship God the way He asked us to worship. برضو الدواليتي بتظهر في حتة البارشياليتي. When I have I deal with people with two standards. طبعا البارشال تتكلم عليها سان جيمز in his letter لما بيقول لو واحد غني, if somebody who is rich come to your assembly, فانت تقول اتفضل تعالى اقعد هنا, so you give him the first place. وبعدين يجي لك واحد فقير, a poor man comes to your assembly, so actually you put him to sit at your feet. فبيقول لك انتوا كده ما تبقوش قضاة افكار شريرة. Are you not judges of evil thoughts? Because God doesn't have partiality. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was born, he was born as a poor man. So in dealing with others, you shouldn't have two standards. You should not discriminate between poor and rich, between white and black, between males and females, between children and adults. You cannot just discriminate. It is again duality in dealing with others. عشان كده in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 23 يقول these things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. And another verse in Proverbs 28 and verse 21. To show partiality is not good because for a piece of bread a man will transgress. To show partiality is not good because for a piece of bread a man will transgress. another area in which برضو يبقى في duality اللي هي الطريق, the way, which way you are following, which lifestyle you are following. نقرا البروفيرب 28 verse 18, يقول لك whoever walks blamelessly will be saved, but he who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. الملتوي في طرقه يسقط. Who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. تلاقوا ناس مثلا they lived in Egypt with a certain standard, but then they came here, especially the youth, لما يجوا هنا بقى ويكون جايين لوحدهم ومحدش عارفهم, actually they follow a different way. طب where is your principles, where is your values, where is your standard اللي انت كنت عايش بيها قبل كده. او تلاقي مثلا لو في حد عارفه ينهج منهج معين, but if nobody around him knows him, he follow another way. فلو انت برضو عندك duality, which way you follow, زي ما بيقول الكتاب ان this person will fall, حيات يتدمر. You need to be clear which way you will follow. ربنا قال I am the way, so if you belong to God then you should follow him. That is the way you are following. The behavior, زي ما نقرا in Psalm 50 verse 16, يقول ايه, but to the wicked God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth? So they are wicked in their life, but they speak with the statutes of God and with the covenant of God. مش كده ربنا بيقول لهم what right have you to declare my statutes or my covenant in your mouth, لان هما they are living a wicked life, but the wicked God says. ودي اللي قالها السيد المسيح, قال آية شبيهة عارفين لما قال ايه, قال لهم كيف تتكلمون بالصالحات وانتم اشرار. How you speak good things while you are evil from within. So how my behavior matches my words, or there is discrepancy and contradiction between what I preach and how I conduct my life and how I live my life. برضو من الحاجات الخطيرة the divided heart, القلب المنقسم. القلب المنقسم, the divided heart. القلب المنقسم ده اتكلم عنه ربنا in Ezekiel, but هنا في آية in Psalm 12, لما في Ezekiel ربنا قال ان هو he will take from us the divided heart and will give us one heart. ما بقاش my heart divided between good and evil. In Psalm 12 verse 2 يقول لك they speak idly everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. بيتكلم بقلبه منقسم. يعني يقول ان هو بيحبه وفي نفس الوقت قلبه من جوه مليان كراهية. يقول انت فلان زعلان من حاجة, يقول له no I'm not upset, وهو من جوه very angry at him. على فكرة عملوا study على الولاد الصغيرين اللي هم they develop schizophrenia, ولقوا ان the child is prone to develop schizophrenia if in his childhood his parents give him double messages. يعني ايه double messages؟ يعني مثلا يقول له ان هو he loves him، ولكن الاتيتيود بتاع البيرنت doesn't show any love at all. فالولد يبقى confused because the message that he hears is a message of love, but the attitude and the behavior is not attitude of love. In order to resolve these two messages اللي هو he is receiving, so he dissociates, we develop schizophrenia. ف يعني even اللي انا عايز اقوله احيانا لما نبقى double heart ده not only hurt us but it can hurt our children. وده can hurt even our Sunday school students when we give them double messages as if we tell them we love them, we care for them. يجي مثلا الولد يعيا واخر واحد يسأل عليه الخادم بتاعه في مدرسة الاحد. Nobody ask about him. فلك فين المحبة وفين الكير وفين وفين فين اللي هو بيقوله لي ده. So we need to be careful with this. زي ما المزمور بيقول they speak idly everyone with his neighbor with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. دي كان أمثلة several examples على how a person can have duality in his life. وكل الفورمز اللي احنا اتكلمنا عليها the person is sending two contradicting messages. Two contradicting messages not only to the others but also to himself. ولما بقصد to also himself معناه ان هو بيبقى confused زي الولد اللي حكيت لكم عليه اللي جه وقال لي سيدنا I don't know who am I, which person I am. Is it the person that chatting on the internet or the person that serves in the altar in the church إلى آخره. Who am I? So actually he was confused to know even his identity. إيه الأسباب اللي تدفع الإنسان للدوالتي in his life? What are the reasons that make us become dual in our spiritual life? There are many reasons. The most important reason اللي هو اللي بنسميها imperfect repentance or incomplete repentance. التوبة غير الكاملة. Imperfect or incomplete repentance. What do I mean by incomplete repentance ولا imperfect repentance? في ناس start the life of repentance because they want to please God, not because they love God, not because they love righteousness, but in order to please God. So they repent and stay away from sins out of fear, not out of love. بسبب الخوف مش بسبب الحب ربنا. That's why his decision to repent is based on the wrath of God. In هو he doesn't want to go to the hell. But عشان كده he decided to repent. But the love of sin is still in his life. عشان كده he is suffering from this standard. The love of sin which is in his heart وفي نفس الوقت إن هو he doesn't want to live a sinful life, then no, he doesn't want to go to hell. افتكر مرة ولد was very very honest جه وقال لي كده قال لي ممكن اكلمك بصراحة سيدنا؟ قلت له ايه تكلمني بصراحة؟ فراح قال لي the only reason ان انا I want to live with God is because and I don't want to go to hell. قلت له what do you mean؟ قال لي يعني قال لي انا actually I don't want to go to heaven لان I think the heaven will be very boring for me. انا بقى لما القداس بيطول شوية ببقى زهقان وبخرج من الكنيسة 10 مرات هقعد ازاي في السماء اصلي على طول. فقال لي قال لي يعني قال لي if there is a third option I would rather. هو كان بيتكلم بجد يعني. قال لي لكن اهو يعني زي ايه الملك اللي رماك على يعني هو اللي رماه على الجنة ولا السماء ان هو خايف من جهنم. فطبعا لو واحد بيفكر بالطريقة دي and this is the main reason not the love of God or the love of righteousness that's why he is repenting, يبقى طول عمره will suffer from this duality in his life. Imperfect repentance means برضو in the goal of repentance is not right. هدف التوبة مش سليم. عارفين يعني هدف التوبة مش سليم؟ Many people just live godly life in order to imitate the people around them. يعني مثلا واحد جيت نقل هنا جاي مثلا من مصر, يعني دي بنشوفها كتير, ناس يقول له ما كناش بنخش الكنيسة في مصر خالص, كنا بنخش بس ليلة العيد كده من على الباب نقعد 3-5 دقايق وخلص على كده. جم هنا هاجروا لقوا كل العائلات مظهر انها تروح الكنيسة وكده, فهم لو ما رحوش الكنيسة هيبقى شكلهم ويرد. They decided ان هم just ان هم to follow the crowd. Everybody goes to the church, so goes, I will go to church. Everybody stands in the line take communion, I will stand in the line take communion. Like there is no change in their heart. So they just imitate the surrounding. عارفين مين عمل الحكاية دي في عصر الرسل؟ حنانيا وسفيرة. حنانيا وسفيرة they saw everybody selling his land, putting it under the feet of the apostles. قالوا احنا if we didn't do this هيقولوا علينا ان احنا we are not good. فابتدى بيحصل struggle within them. هما they still have the love of money but في نفس الوقت عايزين يبانوا بالايمج ان هما just imitate everybody around them. So how they resolve it, قال احنا هنبيع, we will keep part to ourselves and we'll put part under the feet of the apostles. فهنا they did not repent, ولكن they were imitating the godly people around them. أو ممكن يكون التوبة سببها محبة الشخص معين. يعني I love a certain مثلا Sunday school servant so I follow him when I come to the church because of him, or certain priest touched my heart so I follow him. تلاقي لو ابونا موجود انا هحضر قداسة الصلاة, ابونا مش موجود مش هحضر قداسة الصلاة, ابونا اتنقل يبقى انا علاقتي انتهت بالكنيسة. شفناها في حياة ناس كانوا مثلا بيروحوا الكنيسة بانتظام every week and they take communion and they were serving in the church, then ابونا was moved, the relationship with the church in. فهما they started a relationship with God not because their love to God but their love to a certain person. عارفين مين من العهد القديم عملت كده؟ Rachel the wife of Jacob, Rahil. When Jacob decided to leave Laban's house, he decided to go in one of the reasons in order to worship God. لأن ربنا قال لهم يعني قال إبراهيم جده leave this land and come to the land that I will tell you in order to worship me. والland اللي كان فيها لابان they were worshiping idols. So Rachel out of her love to her husband she followed him and she was worshiping God with him, but her worship to God was not sincere. Just she worshiped God because she loved her husband, not because she loved God. عشان كده اخذت معها ايه؟ اخذت معها اصنام. She took with her idols because the love of idols still was in her heart. She did not purify her heart from the love of idols. So many times برضو يدخش تحت ال imperfect repentance or incomplete repentance. None of my repentance is because I care about a certain image in the church, a certain spiritual person in the church. So I don't have a relationship with God, but my relation is with this person. And some people actually, they avoid sin because of the responsibility, not because of the fear of God. What do I mean by this? يعني تلاقوا مثلا لما حصل عندنا الهيريكين بتاع نيو أورلينز، فايه اللي حصل في وقت كاترينا؟ ان خلاص كل البوليس left the city, so the city became unguarded. فحصل ايه؟ حصل many theft and many crime. طب الكرايم دي ما كانتش بتحصل قبل كده ليه؟ because people were honest? No, because they are afraid from the responsibility ان هما they will be punished, they will be arrested. عشان كده كتير مننا our repentance is because of the fear of the punishment. I want to repent because I want to avoid responsibility. لكن if there is opportunity ان انا to commit sin without يعني held responsible, I will do. ففي ناس كتيرة تلاقي هما they are away from sin not because the love of righteousness and the fear of God, but because they are afraid from the responsibility. يقول لك العراق كل المتاحف بتاعتها والحاجات اللي هي very very يعني حضارة بابل, the civilization of Babylon is one of the greatest civilization in history. يقول لك المتاحف دي اتنهبت كلها, ففين الأمانة اللي كانت موجودة؟ يعني لا لا, لو if there is honesty and faithfulness, people wouldn't touch anything. So طب why they did not touch it before? Because fear of responsibility. فطبعا دي مش repentance. يعني لو انت you don't commit certain sin because you are afraid of the responsibility, this is not repentance. This is incomplete repentance. ودي تخلي الانسان برضو living dual life. Another reason برضو في incomplete repentance ان انا I repent in order to please God, so God have or bestow upon me all the blessings. ربنا ينجحني في المدرسة ويجيني شغلانة حلوة ويخليني من الأغنية. That's in my mind why I live with God. That's why many people ask this very famous question, why good people suffer? And actually the Bible teaches that good people will suffer. All those who want to live righteously in Jesus Christ will be persecuted. كل الذين يريدون أن يعيشوا بالتقوى في المسيح يسوع يضطهدوا. So if I understand this theology right, I would not ask why good people suffer. But many people, their expectation in هم when they live with God and repent, they will not suffer. عشان كده when they suffer, they start to rebel against God. ويبقى عندهم بقى هنا الدول life. الدول life. زي بني إسرائيل in the wilderness. When Moses was late for 40 days on the mountain, what did they do? They start to worship a calf. عملوا golden calf and start to worship. And when they didn't find water, start to blaspheme against God and to rebel against him. ويقولوا فين بقى الأكل بتاع مصر وفين يلا نرجع بقى على مصر تاني. They couldn't endure any hardship. فكتير مننا our repentance is conditional on our well-being. As long as God is يعني in my perception is kind to me and does for me what I want, I will be with him. But if I go through hardship or any suffering, I will rebel. وده will cause برضو dual life في حياتي. فيبقى in order to avoid duality, I have to have perfect and complete repentance. Repentance اللي زي ما سيدنا البابا يقول is not only to avoid sin but is to hate sin. التوبة مش بس راح يبعد عن الخطية, إنما يكره الخطية. لأن if just I'm avoiding sin but still the love of sin is in my heart, I will return to sin again. So the complete repentance is to love righteousness and to hate sin and to draw close to God because of the fear of God, because love of God, not because of you are afraid of the punishment. ده أول سبب في الدواليتي, إن الإنسان تكون his repentance is incomplete or imperfect. سبب تاني اللي بيسميها loved sin اللي هي الخطيئة المحبوبة. أحيانا there are certain sins are very dear to us. We don't want to compromise. We want to keep in our heart. As long as this loved sin dwell in my heart, I will be tempted to live dual life. علشان كده زي ما كنت لسه بقولك شوية, we need to purify our hearts and we need to reach the hatred of sin if you want to avoid dual life. Another reason for duality اللي هي بنسميها delayed repentance. Delayed repentance. Yes, I know now I need to repent. لكن أنا I am not gonna take it seriously. يقول لك لغاية بس لما أقابل أبونا وأعترف. في كتير مثلا من الشباب يقع في خطية. فلما يقع في خطية يقول لك إيه؟ يقول لك خلاص أنا هقولها لأبونا. فطالما أقولها لأبونا يعني he gives himself permission to do it over and over until هيقول لأبونا. يبقى تعالى فكر في الريبنتنس بتاعته, هو لما عايز يبطل الخطية عايز يبطلها الخطية عشان الإحراج من أبونا, بدليل ان هو in his mind يقول لك as long as I'm gonna mention it to أبونا anyway أنا I'll be embarrassed, let me just يعني enjoy it until next time I confess. تلاقي واحد كتير بقى يأجل توبته لغاية the beginning of the new year, لغاية his birthday, لغاية the time of confession, ويفضل كده يأجل. لو تلاحظوا ان 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 when you delay the repentance, when you start, مثلا واحد يقول لك ايه انا هبتدي من اول السنة, so he start on spiritual canon كده on January 1st وبالكتير قال لغاية 4 يناير خلصت على كده. يعني مثلا يكون عيد ميلاده مثلا في مارس يقول لك معلش هبتدي في مارس ويبتدي بقى ينتظر لغايه عيد ميلاده, يعدي مثلا يقعد له 4 ايام يقول لك معلش مع الصوم الكبير, يبتدي مع الصوم الكبير يعدي الصوم, يقول لك مع الصوم الروس, ويفضل كده ايه بينقل نفسه بيخدر نفسه from يعني one stage to another stage, وطول الوقت ده هو عايش dual life لان هو من بره كده has the image of godliness لكن قلبه من جوه not with God. Another reason is laziness. أنا عارف إن أنا I need to repent. عارف إن أنا I should not live dual life. لكن I'm not willing to do the effort in order to live with God seriously. مرة سيدنا البابا قال what is the difference between the saints and us? قال only one word. Seriousness. الجدية. They were serious in their spiritual life. كانوا واخدين حياتهم الروحية بجدية. لكن احنا بناخد حياتنا الروحية احيانا باستهتار مش بجدية. If we are serious in our spiritual life then actually we will avoid duality in our life. يمشي برضه من الاسباب اللي هي the weak will, الارادة الضعيفة. And St. Paul spoke about this in Romans chapter 7. لما بيقول every time I want to do good I find the evil before me. And I don't do the good that I want but the evil that I do not want I do. But how we resolve this? احنا we need back to appeal to the grace of God to strengthen me. احنا we received the spirit the holy spirit who empowered us. those who suffer from the weak will, because they want to repent based on their own power, their own strength, they don't appeal to God. But if I acknowledge my weakness and then I cry for the grace of God to help me, because without Him I cannot achieve anything, here He would strengthen my will and support me, and I can conquer. As St. Paul said, wherever I am weak, then I am strong, if I appeal to the grace of God. St. Isaac of Syria, L.A. And if you believe that there is another way for repentance apart from prayer, you are deceived by this. لو الإنسان بيظن هناك طريق آخر للتوبة غير الصلاة مخدوع من الشياطين. Why? Because through prayers I will receive the grace of God that will empower me in order to strengthen my will, and I do the good that I want and I desire. برضو another reason اللي هو negative influences. يعني يكون شاب عايز يعني يعيش حياة طاهرة مع ربنا, then ungodly people around him start back to make fun of him, we challenge him in a negative way, ففي الآخر he will give in. And that's what St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that company corrupts good morals. يقعد مثلا يعزموا عليه بسجاير ويضغطوا عليه ويقولوا انت مش راجل, start to give in. There's the next influence. يبقى هو عايز يعيش مع ربنا, لكن في نفس الوقت because of this negative influence he lives another life. كتير مثلا من الولاد يجي يقولوا لنا ان هم مثلا عايزين يحضروا مثلا حفلات معينة, او واحدة تاخد بوي فريند ولا مش عارف ايه, عشان بس ال peer pressure around her, لان هم بيسمعهم كلام صعب. ف how to deal with this peer pressure. So in order to fit in, they choose to conform to the world, وبالطريقة دي start living dual life. برضو another reason اللي هو love of praise, love of praise, محبة المديح. إن أحيانا الإنسان because of love of praise he start to conform to the people around him, وبالتالي he compromise his values. زي King Herod اللي تقروها في Acts chapter 12, when he put on the royal suit and he sat on his throne, where people start to say this is voice of God, not voice of man. احنا حنا عايزين ناس زي King Herod ان people to praise us, فعلشان كده we will conform to their demands and we will give in to their expectations from us. ويبقى الواحد عايش ب two standards. يعني كتير مثلا من الناس النيوكامرز يبقوا جايين هنا وخايفين لا يقولوا عليهم ان هم دولت مثلا old fashion ولا لسه جايين من مصر ولا, فيعملوا ايه؟ they become more americanized than the americans themselves, just عشان يقول يا سلام دولت جايين open minded, دولت مش زي ما بيسموهم كده FOB. ف just in order to get the praise and love praise of men, they start to live double standard or dollar. واخر نقطة اللي هي ال hidden sin. قصدي بال hidden sin, Judas in John chapter 12 when Mary poured the perfume on the Lord Jesus Christ, he criticized her harshly as if he is a godly man. Well, why is this waste? Why we didn't sell this perfume for 300 denarii? and give it to the poor. So here from outside he appears a righteous, godly. Like why he was saying this? Because it's hidden sin, love of money. فهنا احيانا الدواليتي بتظهر بسبب ان انا عندي hidden sin. فان order to fulfill this hidden sin or satisfy this hidden sin, I appear in a certain way. فهو he appeared as righteous and as a person who cares for the poor because he wants the money to get into the box, and he was the treasurer, so he will take whatever in the box. فاحنا دولت دي بيكون سببها like hidden sin in his life. نكتفي بالنقط دورت ولا نكمل ال طب نكمل السلايد دي بسرعة عشان الساعة 12 وبعد كده نكمل المحاضرة مرة جاية. Another reason الخوف الفير. عارفين زي مين؟ زي سان بيتر. سان بيتر he was يعني بعد الريفيليشن اللي ربنا بعته له سيد كورنيليوس with this sheet that descended from heaven that has unclean animals or clean animals, وربنا قال له whatever God purifies don't call it unclean. So Saint Peter from that time start to live as a Gentile. لنعرف ان salvation now is by the grace of God, not by the works of the law. And he start to eat with the Gentile and to have company with them. وبعد كده when James send some people to Peter start to be afraid from the Jewish people who came from Jerusalem. So he withdrew from the Gentiles and he refused to eat with them. وهنا سان بول بقى confronted him وقال له you are Jewish and you are living as a Gentile. Why you are asking the Gentiles to follow the Jewish law? He confronted him harshly, and Saint Paul considered this hypocrisy. But what is the reason why Saint Peter عمل dual life him? Because of the fear. غالبا كانت نقطة ضعف عند بطرس في حكاية ان هو بيخاف من الناس دي. The same happened لما جم قالوا له انت you are from Galilee and you are the disciple of Jesus Christ. فهي start to deny the Lord Jesus Christ. فممكن الفير لما راح تكون من جوه not courageous, ممكن because of the fear he start to have dual life. Pleasing others بقى attention seeking نفس الكلام imitating others اللي هو to be conformed. من الآيات اللذيذة when نعمة قالت لرعوف قالت لها البسي ثيابك, be yourself, put on your clothes, don't imitate others, be yourself, البسي ثيابك. فبرضه احيانا attention seeking, pleasing, try to please others, imitating others, كل دي بتخلي الواحد يعيش في دوالتي. Some psychological orders بتخلي الواحد يبقى دوالتي زي الباي بولر والحاجات دي, بس دي محتاجه بقى ميديكال تريتمنت, دي نوت سبيريتشوال ديزيز. برضه الوقت الفاضي كتير لما واحد يكون عنده a lot of time و unused time, فيبقى tempted بقى ان هو يعمل حاجات ungodly وبالطريقه دي يقع في الدوالتي. زي لما داود كان بيتمشى فوق السطح and the people were in the war, so because of this unused time David committed adultery. طبعا الهيبوكريسي لما كل واحد بقى عايز to appear godly to others, كل دي reasons behind duality. نكمل بقى في المحاضرة الجاية بإذن الله لإلهنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد.
A little quick announcement to everyone. Two announcements.